Madison County is desperate to get out, and Lincoln Falls down the outside. 150 metres to go. Madison County sprinting. Hypnos after it. Lincoln Falls wider, and Vernon Me the inside. But it is Madison County. Two goods. Madison County back to back group ones. Very close second. Hypnos, Vernon Me.
That was a big win in the Group 1 11 Classic in New Zealand on Saturday. Madison County, the short price favourite, looked to be in all sorts of bother with about 300 to go. Strung up looking for a run, but when the gap opened, Madison County sprouted wings, and it was a very impressive win, the second Group 1 of its career. And it's great to have a chat to co-trainer Andrew Forsman. How are you, Andrew?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Now, can you give our Australian listeners a handle on how good is Madison County? Two Group 1 wins in a row. What class level are we talking about for Australian horses, do you think?
A little bit hard to know. He's effectively beaten the same bunch of horses. So just a little bit hard to line it up, really, at this stage. I guess what we need to sort of figure out is what his pet distance is. He's won two Group 1 miles. He'll run in another mile in a couple of weeks' time at Karaka, the million-dollar race there for three-year-olds bought out of the sale. And then off the back of that, we'll have some decisions to make. So, yeah, it's still a horse that we're learning a lot about in a lot of ways.
Well, he's obviously got a lot of upside. He's only had the seven starts, and he's had four wins now, never missed a place. Do you think there's a lot more improvement to come?
Fitness-wise, he was just probably a touch vulnerable, but got the job done. He'll improve a fair bit in that regard. And just a little bit hard to know. He's not an overly big horse. And given the way he's bred, just a little bit of a query on how much further than the mile he will get. But he does relax in the run, and he gives himself every chance to run his races out. So we're hopefully he'll at least get 2,000 against his own age group, and I guess that'll just work itself out in time.
Gee, if you think he's a miler, there's a $5 million race at Flemington on March the 16th, the All-Star Mile. Are you tempted to throw in a nomination?
Oh, I think we may nominate him. You've got to get voted into that race, though, don't you?
There's a lot of Kiwis out there.
I don't know how popular the Kiwi horse would be getting in over there.
Well, you get the mainland back home to be voting for him.
Maybe you should leave a couple of spots open for a Kiwi or two.
Well, they do have the wild cards, so that food can be selected in there. But so, is that something that would an autumn campaign be on the radar?
Yeah, I guess he'll just sort of tell us that, I guess, after his next run or two. He has had a big preparation. He only had a short break after he won the Guineas in the South Island. He's had a fair bit of travelling, and he is still a young horse. But in saying that, I know China Horse Club are keen to roll the dice and have a go. He is a gelding, so there's no worries about protecting his reputation or anything like that. So, no, we'll look at all options, that's for sure.
Outside of Madison County, have yourself and Murray Baker discussed who else may make it over to Australia?
No, nothing in concrete yet. Obviously, we've got a few heading towards the Derby, so there's some hopefuls there, but we're still, you know, we haven't even got to 2,000 metres yet for these three-year-olds, and they'll all sort themselves out in the next few weeks. We've got a horse by a son of Dundeal called Cutter Deal. Mm. He ran over 2,100 actually before Christmas and won quite well, so he's the Derby favourite here in New Zealand at the moment. And obviously, if they can measure up in our Derby, then we're always keen to bring them over and have a crack.
You've always got a good couple of horses in the stable, and another multiple Group 1 winner now with Madison County. Well done winning the 11 Classic on Saturday, Andrew.
No worries. Thank you.
Andrew Forsman, who trains in partnership with Murray Baker, of course, winning the Group 1 11 Classic on Saturday. Now,